Hi, welcome back to It Starts With You podcast with me, Mark Hopkins. I got some explaining to do, haven't I? And I want to say sorry to everyone that really loves the audio format of podcasts. And there was about 15, 20 people which were regular listeners to this podcast, which for a small little recruitment firm like me, that's like a million people, really. That's BBC level figures, you know. Apologies. I'm going to be honest with you, why? And I think this is the part of this, why I'm doing this episode as well. It's just me on my own, by the way. And there's no guest. The next podcast you hear after this, there will be a guest. But this is mostly for me. During COVID, I just fell out of love with podcasts. I fell out of love with a lot of things at the time. And I think it was because every time you switched on the radio and you heard LBC or BBC or whatever radio station you listened to, it was the same thing going on about COVID, lockdowns, all this kind of thing. And I'm not saying it got to me or drilled me down, but when I switched on my phone to podcasts, they were all the same. And it really did take me a while to come to terms at that time that I still enjoy doing this and I still want to do it. But then at the time as well, which kind of why I went down the YouTube podcast route, which I'm going to still do, by the way. This podcast, not this specific one, by the way. This is always going to be audio and you won't see this on YouTube. But the next podcast you see and hear will be on YouTube as well as on here. But I went down that YouTube route because at the time there was a trend and Zoom was big. Everyone was Zooming everyone because of business meetings and so forth. And I think I was lulled into that security, which was a great security to be in. And it was, as a video editor myself, I'm an amateur video editor. I love doing video. If you know me for my videos on my business and talking about recruitment, doing the odd comedy sketch. I'm not massively into comedy sketches at the moment. Again, a state of mind that you need to be in to do it. But an area that I'm going to bring back. And I might delve into that in a second, actually. And marketing, recruitment, and all that kind of stuff in a second, or just in general. So I went down that YouTube route, met some amazing people. I felt it was a lot more intimate as well, doing it as a video rather than just as an audio kind of thing. And more I thought about it, the more and more I thought, right, this is the right direction to go in. Last year, 2022, I planned to have like 15 podcasts to record for YouTube, and not one of them happened because of one reason or another. People cancelling, I'm cancelling. Business was, for the first half of last year, slow, lethargic. It was difficult to kind of pin people down, basically. And then the second half of the year was brilliant. It picked up and I got stupidly busy. But I was stupidly busy when it was quiet, because you know what this is like. If you're a recruiter, when it's quiet, what do you do? It's the first thing you do. You get busy. You try to make yourself busy. So doing a recording of a podcast or making comedy videos and stuff like that, you feel so guilty doing it because you feel like you're wasting your time. All this type of stuff, this recruitment in the recruitment world, there's podcasts and videos and stuff like that. They're added extras. They don't take time out of my day. So if I do a recording in the morning with someone, I'm working 2-3 hours later at night to catch up with things anyway. So, you know, in your busy 40-50 hour week, if you're working that long in the recruitment world, maybe longer, some of you, you don't want to waste that time with doing things that the industry deems necessary. And I guess that's a good segue into talking about that a little bit. Because the industry seems to be very focused upon using your time wisely, making sure that you service your clients, but you've got to be on the phones, or you've got to be focusing on tasks that advance your business forward, advance your desk forward, making sure you're always making money in recruitment. And that's why things like this, what you're listening to at the moment, videos that my colleagues in the industry do. I mean, there's a fantastic guy, Will Grassoff, his business, do some hilarious, some of the best recruitment comedy videos out there, which is a very small genre, by the way. Very, very small genre. I've only entered that genre with about 5 videos myself. But they're really hard to make, and you've got to spend time and effort and money into producing this content. And what's the content for? Because some people would say, what's the freaking point in this type of content? The content is for you as an audience to remember the brand. That's it. So when you're flicking through job boards and you see Thomas Lee Recruitment, you go, I remember what that video he did on LinkedIn, or I remember that comedy sketch on TikTok, or oh yeah, these guys are really cool. They got a job here I'm really interested in. I'm going to give them a call. I tell you one thing about doing video that has definitely done for my business is giving people the courage and the familiarity to speak to me because they feel they know me. So the trust part of it is already baked in to that call. Whereas in the past, and I'm not saying that this happens to all recruiters, by the way, but in the past, when a candidate is or client is phoning you up to speak to you, they're still not sure whether to use you or not. They're still not sure what you could produce. And that's not everyone, by the way. That's just a small number. But to give that more of a certain, doing videos, doing podcasts, doing LinkedIn, social media, whatever you want to put this down to, marketing in general, warms the room up, ready for these people to come and sit in. And you have very much better conversations, I feel. And then when you say things and you do, and this is the other bit of power, right? This is the other side of doing these things, videos and podcasts and life. When you say things that you are going to do, you have to freaking do them. And that is better for your business than when you used to say things to people and it didn't happen. For a multitude of reasons, but let's put it this way. We all know the recruiters that will say, oh yeah, I will do that, and it doesn't happen. When you're doing videos and podcasts and your face is out there and your brand is out there a lot more, you're looked upon a bit more. So if you cock up, people talk about it quickly. And the people love nothing more than trying to knock you off your little perch by throwing stones at you. And I said, everyone's like that. It's just the way it is, the way of the world. And we have to accept that. So if you want to get into this, podcasting, making videos, doing social media a little bit more differently, writing blogs is another one. There's another area that I'm lacking on. I'm not trying to say I'm a lackadaisy person, by the way. My focus is the business. Again, my focus is making money for my business, servicing my clients, and making sure candidates find the right decisions in life with regards to jobs. But this bit here, this is my favorite bit as well. Telling people about it, talking about it. And if you want to do this part of it, you've got to put the time in, you've got to put the effort in. And equally, you've got to really work out what you want it to produce. And sometimes I know exactly what this is trying to do. And other times I'm just talking into a microphone, hoping to fill the gap between podcasts I recorded years ago and podcasts I'm going to be recording into the future, which hopefully is a few. But if you haven't seen it on YouTube, if you go to It Starts With You by Mark Hopkins on YouTube, you can see the symbol of the icon and click on it. And then find podcasts, because there's a load of other videos in there for employers, for employees. Like I said, there's a couple of comedy sketching videos in there. And also there's a video in there. I don't talk about this enough, actually. I should be talking about it as well. There's a series video in there where I build my office that I'm recording in. And this is one of the reasons why I'm back here podcasting as well, because I've built myself an office from scratch. A garden room office kind of thing. And yeah, that series is in there as well. So I'm trying to interlink all this together now and be a bit more wiser with my podcasts over the next few years, hopefully, and hopefully turn it into something that people can use as a resource, but not just a resource, but people can listen to and enjoy. And that's it. That's all it's here for. I'm not here to make money out of it. If it does, whoop, brilliant. Does anyone know professional podcasters, by the way, that make money out of podcasting? There isn't many, is there? I think making money out of podcasting is like making money out of TikTok or YouTube, isn't it? It's pretty difficult. You've got to have quite a lot. Unless you're Joe Rogan or Simon Bartlett or something like that. Simon Bartlett? Stephen Bartlett. What the fuck, Simon Bartlett? Right, I'm coming up to the 10-minute mark of this recording. And I just wanted to do a bridge. And I just chatted shit for 10 minutes. So if you're still listening, thank you. This is great. Thank you for that. Boosting my fingers to get to listen. Now, the next podcast you're going to hear, I'm hoping, will be out very soon. definitely after this one, so probably a week or something from this one. It will be with a gentleman called Mitch Sullivan, we all know from LinkedIn, who talks a lot about copywriting. He used to talk a lot about retained as well. We had a lovely chat. Brilliant guy, fantastic guy. But I'll do a quick intro to that one when we come to sending that out so you can get an idea of what is being said in that podcast. And that's it. That's me. That's me done. Thank you for listening. Love you lots. And head over to the YouTube channel to watch the ones I didn't put on yet, which may end up on you at some point. I'm going to go. Take it easy. Bye-bye.